We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever wondered why you're going through? Maybe you have said to yourself, why is this happening to me? Some have said, why do bad things happen to good people? Have you been trying to do everything you can do to serve the Lord and still the unexpected happens and your life comes to a standstill? Have you been trying to do all you know to eat right and exercise and the doctor gives you news that you didn't want to hear? Life will throw things at you that you feel you don't deserve. As you experience the unexpected, you ask yourself, why me? Don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't think you are all alone. Try your best to not become depressed about the situation. Here's a moment of encouragement for you. Everything you experience in this life is working out for your good. Yes, the very thing that you think is the worst thing is going to work in your favor. God is causing it to be so. He is behind the scenes, setting the stage, preparing to pull back the curtain. Just because he has not arrived yet does not mean he is not on the way. He comes at the right time for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through whatever you are dealing with as he rescues you from its clutches. In John chapter 11 verses 1 through 7, it is written, "Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with the fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. When Jesus heard that, he says, 'This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it.' Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, so when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, 'Let us go to Judea again.' Jesus knew that Lazarus would get sick, and he knew he was sick. He also knows what's going on with you and how urgent it is for you. But he's not in a rush, because just as Lazarus' sickness was a part of God's plan, so is what you're dealing with today. When Jesus heard Lazarus was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. When he heard about your situation as a result of your prayers to him, he will remain where he is until the time is right. At the right time, he will leave where he is and meet you where you are and address your situation. Everything that you are dealing with, the pain you have, the son or daughter who's acting out, the job situation, the friend who betrayed you, the husband or wife that left, and everything that's distracting you from him, he will address. Just hold on. He's on the way. Jesus, just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing."
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.